the Africana women community, we have a saying that goes, know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have four questions for you. Just say whatever comes to mind. Yeah?
Okay.
All right, cool. So the first question, what are you rooted to?
Oh, I think I'm rooted to this idea of home being a place that I am continuously drawing from. So whether it's, but I think the, what can I say? I think the counterpart to that has also been the kind of nomadic reality that I've, you know, had for the past, you know, just over a decade, I would say. So I see it in my artwork where I am, you know, making work about home. But I think also, just in terms of, just even the things I enjoy making and the recipes I sort of keep going back to, just, it's always just a constant reference point for me. You know, thinking about legacy and,
so
and also the sort of
you,
the sort of home that I want to, you know, I guess build, or also thinking about the kind of memories that I'm, you know, building for my children, in terms of where they find themselves located conceptually, you know, not so much physically, but
So where do you call home then? Or what do you call home?
Well, I think, you know, I think my Zimbabwean identity is always just a big thing for me, and has been a big thing in my life. And no matter where I am, I suppose I'm still rooted there, or in that sort of sense of place, or in that sense of traditions, in that sense of legacy. Maybe I'm also just, I love my parents. I'm really close to my parents, so I guess I'm also thinking of them. And that's what I find myself rooted in.
Okay. Yeah. So, what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Okay. Favorite way to nourish my body. I think I've just so enjoyed the beauty of just of following a recipe and making something. There's a quote here. Actually, first of all, you know, this is from a guy called Vikram Doctor about cooking as a therapy, a way of escaping life's insecurities by the small but sure means of making a recipe work. But then also, I think there's another part to that that's about demonstrating cultural memory, as one of the guests, one of our guests on Nairobi on a Plate, Dan Ojwang, Professor Dan Ojwang from WITS, writes about to remember a recipe and to produce in one's kitchen the dish to which it refers is to demonstrate cultural memory and write oneself into history. So I think there's just something about the cooking that's also just saying, you know, I'm here, demonstrating that cultural memory and just like writing ourselves into sort of, I don't know, existence, whatever. I just find it really incredibly gratifying. Yeah, that and a good book. Cooking and a good book.
That's, you know, good.
Yeah.
All right. And then do you have a weakness that has now become your superpower?
Oh, yes. Desserts are my weakness, Chulu. But they've become my superpower, okay? I make the meanest. This is really, I've been experimenting and just going for stuff. And, you know, I just make the most gorgeous tiramisu. And, you know, I just think back to, you know, when you make something and then you you just think back to all the times you would buy that or order it, and you're just like, what was I, you know, what was I eating? You know, I just really, yeah. So that's been, I guess my alter ego is like pastry chef, Lucia.
I love it. Yeah. I know, like we made, so every Friday in my home, we have a picnic day. So we are always planning, like, this is like something like we're planning towards. We'll be like, what are we having on Sunday? You know? And we're always, you know, trying to say, okay, let's try new recipes and stuff like that, you know, try new things. So I think maybe a couple of months back, we made homemade shawarmas. Let me tell you, just divine. Just divine. And I'm just thinking, why are we buying these things? You know? And anyway. Okay, I do have one more question. So the last question is, what do you know as a certainty?
Okay, what do I know as a certainty? I think we are... Yeah, that sometimes there is no certainty, you know, that we, you know, to allow for evolution, and to allow for change, you know, in ourselves and people.
Yeah. I like that question. I feel like you did tea okay. Or philosophy. This is subject to, did you do the IB or you did A level?
No, I didn't. I did Cambridge.
So in the international baccalaureate, there's a subject called TOK, theory of knowledge, and it's all about philosophy, you know, philosophical thoughts and things like that. And I'm like, that's straight. That would just be like the answer straight out of TOK. That's so good.
Oh, you know, I did do a lot of. I took a lot of philosophy classes at Wellesley. Yeah, so I think if I hadn't been a studio major, I might have been a philosophy. Major. Yeah.
That's great.